Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Vinny and Haiti, Bob Haiti, Vinny Serrato. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. He is the head coach of the 18th ranked University of Maryland Terps, Kevin Willard. Coach, good morning. How are you feeling today?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Doing all right. And Kevin, you know, a couple of weeks ago, we talked about the net rankings and all of the powerhouse stuff that goes along in there, the Ken Palms and whatnot. But, you know, as a youngster growing up, I'd always open the paper on Tuesday, seeing if my Turtles were ranked. Now you're ranked number 18. Do the rankings still have the same juice cachet as they did back in the day, or is it still more about the resume being built in regards to power infrastructure and pardon the term, nerd stats?
No, I think it does matter for two big reasons. I think, you know, in today's era of college basketball, with all the newness every year of your roster, it's kind of a reward for the guys get rewarded for all the hard work that they've put in. So for a new team to come in, and you make them work and you make them sacrifice, I think it's really good for your team morale to understand, like, hey, how hard you've worked is great. And I think it's also really good for what you just said. You know, last night you're watching college basketball and they're going through the rankings and, you know, Maryland's out there. So I think it's good for the future of the program.
All right, Kevin, let's go back, if we could, to the Wisconsin win and, you know, dramatic win at that, exciting game, as we have seen. But Deshaun Harris-Smith came out of high school, highly regarded recruit. He's kind of adapted to a new role, hit that big three that helped turn that momentum around. Talk about Deshaun Harris-Smith, the role, and how he's become acclimated to it and his importance to this team coming off the bench.
Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest thing that Deshaun has done is he's really grown into – a tremendous leader. And I think, you know, obviously going from starting and playing all the minutes he played last year, going to the bench, I think it was obviously a big adjustment for him. But I think as he's gotten adjusted to it, he's really helped us tremendously with his leadership. Not only when he's on the floor, but when he's on the bench, he's almost like having another coach out there. And, you know, he's gonna have an unbelievable career. I think so much pressure was put on him last year and so much was talked about his shooting. I think coming off the bench has relaxed him a little bit. It's let his personality come out a little bit, and I think he's playing really good basketball.
Kevin Willard, head basketball coach, University of Maryland, joining us here, Vinny and Haiti, 105.7 The Fan. Bob Haiti, Vinny Serrato. Terps tomorrow at Columbus, taking on Ohio State. Speaking of energy, guys, and we talked a couple weeks ago, Coach, about Jordan Geronimo, and but Kupari, the athleticism is off the charts. He banged that three against Wisconsin. Where's the ceiling for him, still relatively young in his college basketball career here?
Yeah, I mean, it's what we've been trying to do with Tafar and Jordan is balance out, making sure that we always have three shooters on the court, just because of having Derek and Ju out there. And I think what Tafar has really been great at is understanding who he's playing with. I think that's, you know, he knows when he's out there with Ju that he gets to kind of float on the perimeter a little bit and be a shooter. But if he's out there with Derek, he understands, like, hey, you know, Derek's going to be a little bit more on the perimeter. I got to get inside and work the baseline. So I think his understanding of the game and understanding what big he's out with has really helped him. And, you know, he's got athleticism. We want him to shoot more because he can really shoot the basketball. But I think his ceiling is going to be really fun to watch.
Kevin Willard, Maryland, Ohio State tomorrow. Now, the last time you played him, or Thursday night, last time you played him, you dropped 50 on him in the first half. But they won at Purdue. They blew out Kentucky. They've had some other interesting games in between. Looks like they could shoot that three a little bit for sure. And they have a couple of guys led by Bruce Thornton that can really like make life miserable for you if they're on their A game.
Yeah, I mean, they've really kind of turned the corner. They've won 3 out of 4. Lost a tough one to Illinois the other night, but have been playing really good. I mean, you win at Purdue, you win at Penn State, home versus Iowa. You're playing good basketball. And I think it's obviously Bruce Thornton's one of the best guards in this league, but he's got a young freshman, John Mobley, who's really matured, and I think he's the difference in the fact that he's playing at such a high level and shooting at such a high level that it's going to be a really tough contest for us.
Hey, Kevin, when you have 8 days off in between games and stuff, how do you handle it with the players? Then how do you handle it with your coaches? Do you guys self-scout type stuff, or what do you guys do? Guys out recruiting?
Yeah, we did. We took 3 days off, not in a row. We kind of did a day after Wisconsin. We did 2 days of a lot of individual work, and then took another day off Sunday. Tried to get these guys refresh mentally, and then we kind of just went through our playbook a little bit. We did hit the road. We were on the road for 4 days, so kind of combination of both. The biggest thing was trying to make sure that we get these guys some rest, because January was a brutal schedule, so kind of get them some rest and get them refocused and get ready for February.
Kevin Willard, head basketball coach, University of Maryland, tomorrow night. You can hear it on the Fan in Columbus, taking on Ohio State. Coach, last thing for you. What the hell's gotten into UCLA? A crony gets thrown out of the Xfinity Center. All of a sudden, it's playing like it's Bill Walton, Jamal Wilkes running around out there. They beat Michigan State last night. Boy, the ebbs and flows of the Big Ten, pretty interesting, I would say, first week of February.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing, I actually just talked to Mick this morning, is they've been home since, I think they played at Rutgers. They've been on the West Coast since January 14th. So they've played 4 home games. One of their away games was USC. So he's been able to really practice and kind of get in a good rhythm, because they haven't really traveled, and it's really helped his team.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme. From serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.